I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. New Madison High softball coach Camry Wright joins me here in the studio. Thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So to start off, I know that you have a lot of experience with softball. Obviously, you played at BYU Hawaii. But tell me a little bit more about how your love for softball began.
Okay, so I actually started when I was 8 years old. And it's kind of a funny story because I brought the little slip home from school and I showed my dad I wanted to play softball because he was super into baseball. I've always wanted to be like my dad. Now he tells me that he was like hesitant because he wasn't sure how that was going to go being an 8-year-old girl. But he ended up coaching me and totally awful the first year, right? Because I'm 8 year old, never played before. But as I got older, I kept wanting to play and I got into travel ball. So we would go to different tournaments in Utah and all around Idaho. And I loved the game and I loved the competitiveness and the friendships that I made. And honestly, like looking back, all of my best friends have been from softball. All of like, I feel like the moments that have pushed me the most, not pushed me the most, but have helped me to get through harder real life situations, have all come from softball, just being determined and working hard and seeing that hard work pay off. So that's why I love the game.
That's great. It reminds me about a comment you made in a recent article when you mentioned that you hope that as a coach you can help teach the girls softball but also help them be successful in life. So what are some kind of main lessons, that life lessons that you think can come from playing softball?
I think the biggest thing is failing forward. So softball is a game of failure, right? If you're hitting 300, you're a good hitter. 3 out of 10, that means you're a good hitter. And with life, I think just persevering, even in the hard times or even if you're behind, you can always come back and work hard and beat the odds. And I think that's the biggest thing that softball has taught me, is just never giving up and challenging yourself to do more and always work hard.
So tell me how you became interested in coaching on a high school level.
So I never thought that I would coach. I just never thought about it. And we moved to St. Anthony and I actually gave a talk in church and said that I'd played softball before. And one of the moms came up to me and asked if I would coach their little girls' softball team. So I ended up doing that and loved it. It was funny and fun. But North Fremont actually had an ad for an opening for an assistant softball coaching position, and I didn't even think twice about it, but my husband's the one who told me that I should do it. And I was really hesitant, but he said I should just do it and try it out because he knows how much I love softball and playing, and I ended up doing it. And it was the year of COVID when COVID hit, so I only had few practices, but I fell in love with it and I loved working with the girls, and just being able to play with them too was really fun. And so that's how it all started with coaching. I just fell in love with it, and then I got asked to coach JV volleyball at North Fremont, and it was just, I just loved being there for the girls and getting to know them and then helping them see that they can do hard things and watching them progress. And when I got to be the head coach at North Fremont last year, it was just awesome. I felt that love that I had for playing softball even grow more in coaching. I just felt like it was a calling. I don't know. I felt at home coaching.
That's amazing. And so you mentioned that you've coached at North Fremont last year and then before then. What was that season like for the team?
So I love those girls so much. They, it was really good. I think that they really stretched themselves. I had a really awesome coaching staff and we were all very dedicated to the sport and the girls. And I think showing the girls that we care about them and not just in softball, but outside of softball, I think it really helped them to try different things. And I hope they learned a lot, but seeing them grow from the beginning of the season to the end was awesome. And we scheduled some games with higher ranked schools, I guess, and they beat those schools, and it was just exciting for them to see their excitement that they could do it. So,
and this year's softball season, when does that start?
So tryouts are February 25th and 26th and 28th, so the end of February.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So as you look forward to tryouts and then the season, have you had a chance to meet some of the girls who are planning to play or try out, or some of the other faculty at Madison High?
Yeah, so I have my whole coaching staff hired and ready to go, and they're super awesome. One of the girls, our pitching coach, is actually one of my really good friends that I played with growing up, so that's super fun. And I have gotten to meet some of the girls, quite a bit of the girls, and they're awesome. I'm really excited. They work really hard, and I'm excited to see what they can do this season. So
exciting. And what is kind of like the highlight of the season? What are you looking forward to the most about this upcoming season? Is there like a kind of a highlight that you love about a softball season?
I think for me, because I've thought about this nonstop since getting the job, just what I want the environment to be, like at our practices, at games, just the whole team environment, I'm really excited for. I have some fun things planned, and also just not just teaching them the physical game, but also the mental game of softball, and helping them be champions on and off the field. That's the thing I'm most excited about, is to see what they do with it. I guess see what they do with what I give them and my coaching staff gives them at practice and teaches them, to see how they execute it, and to see them succeed and just have that confidence.
I think that a lot of people who have played sports, probably a lot of listeners, have had various experiences playing sports. Of course, there's, you know, teams where it can be, you can make great friends, it can be really nourishing. And then, of course, you hear, you know, there's people all the time who have crazy experiences with coaches who give a lot of pressure. It can be kind of a bad environment. And so you seem like someone who's obviously put so much effort into making it just such a supportive environment where people can really feel comfortable and grow. What do you think some elements are to creating an environment like that where people are challenged and encouraged, but in a positive way?
I've thought a lot about this, because I just look back at when I was in high school, and like just watching the girls practice or watching them go through things, I think differently now than I did when I was their age. Like, I feel like when you're older, you have a bigger perspective, and I just want them to know that. So like when they get worked up over little things, I want to help them see it's really not that big of a deal. Just take a step back and we'll get through it. So something that I think will help with that, in this season and just in sports in general, is allowing yourself to fail and then going from there, making the steps you need to not fail at that same thing the next time. So I want to create opportunities in practice where they're under pressure and where they will fail, so that they feel that and they can overcome it at practice. So when it happens in a game, they know what to do and how to react. And so that they're already building off of that when it counts or when it matters. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So seeing those failures as an opportunity to grow and learn, that's super awesome. Just to finish up, if there was some, you know, girl, maybe an 8-year-old girl like you were when you started softball, or maybe someone who's older who's interested in playing softball or getting involved but is a little bit hesitant, what words of encouragement would you give to them to kind of encourage them to take a shot at playing?
Just do it. Just go and have fun. Like, you don't have to be the best, because, I mean, no one starts out as the best. Just go, have fun, learn how to play the sport, and let yourself grow, and it's just so much fun. So just go and have fun. Just do it. Just step out of your comfort zone.
I love that. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
This was an interview with Madison High softball coach Camry Wright.